If you were thinking about starting a family and you know, for example, that you're a carrier of a genetic disease, let's use cystic fibrosis as an example. How can this kind of testing and meeting with a genetic counselor help?
Many of us carry variants that can cause disease in a child of ours if our partner also carries such a variant and transmits it to the child. And like you say, cystic fibrosis is a good example of that. Among the Western European-derived population of the United States, about 1 in 20 of us have a pathogenic variant for cystic fibrosis. Now, that doesn't do you any harm at all if you are a carrier. But if your partner happens to be a carrier and you both happen to transmit that pathogenic variant to a child, then that child will have those two pathogenic variants in what's called the CFTR gene and will have cystic fibrosis. Now, you might be very interested in understanding whether you're both carriers because it could give you a heads up on what to be prepared for your child. Other individuals might wish to terminate a pregnancy that has two mutations or pathogenic variants in the cystic fibrosis gene. So it can basically help with reproductive decisions and with planning. Some people wish to avail themselves of that information, and other people don't. And as you know, that's a highly contentious issue right now in our society. So this is an example where genetics and our technology and being able to define variants runs right up against hot-button social issues as well.
What you've just described, though, is different than newborn screening. Newborn screening happens pretty much to every child newborn in North Carolina, if not the United States.
Yeah, every child who is born in the U.S. gets a heel stick within a day of being born. And the drops of blood that are obtained from that heel stick are then analyzed, actually not through genetic analysis, through what's something called tandem mass spectrometry, to detect diseases that could cause catastrophes in that individual if there wasn't intervention enacted. So the perfect example for that, the iconic example of successful newborn screening, is PKU, phenylketonuria. If it is detected within the first month after birth, and a child is put on a special diet, that child will be fine. On the other hand, if it's not detected within a month, the child will have severe cognitive impairments and have a very, very compromised life. So there are a set of diseases that we now screen all newborns for, with the hope of intervening early and preventing them. Most of those disorders are genetic. And there's interest now in seeing how we can use massively parallel or next-generation sequencing in order to augment newborn screening. And there are some disorders that we can't pick up through tandem mass spec that would be good candidates for using sequence analysis for. So I think we'll see this kind of DNA analysis helping with traditional newborn screening, but it won't replace it.